There are three kinds of love, and let's just review a minute. First is Eros, which is erotic love, exotic love. I call it television love. We're going to throw that out. We're not interested in that. The other is phileo, which has to do with warmth and affection. It's a responsive love. You like me, I like you. You pat my back, I pat your back. That's a wonderful kind of love, but that isn't the kind of love that's referred to as God's love. God's love is always called agape. You remember when Jesus asked Peter, said, do you love me? He said, do you phileo me? And Peter said, you know I do. In other words, are we friends? And then he said again, do you phileo me? And Peter said, you know I do. And then he said, do you agape me? Now, agape is a love of obedience. It's I know what God has said, and I'm surrendered and yielded to be obedient to what God has said. God has given us a vast volume of information on His love. He's told us what it is and where it is and how it works. And then He says, if I find out what it is and where it is and I surrender to that love, let it dominate me and control me, then I'll have victory. Now, I assume most everybody has air conditioning in their house. If you don't, we'll pray for you because you need air conditioning. We have a unit in the attic, a unit in the yard, and a thermostat. And don't let this fool you into thinking I know anything about air conditioning, because I don't. But I know they're all wired together. And if they're not wired together, we don't get air conditioning. Now, you can go buy a thermostat. They're $40 unless you like a computerized thermostat, and they're $50, $60, $70, $80, maybe even $100. And you can just nail it on your wall anywhere you want to nail it. And you've got a thermostat. But you won't have air conditioning because it has to be wired to the power source. Now look at 1 Corinthians 13, the final verse. And let me explain faith, hope, and love within the boundaries of air conditioning. Now abides. You see that word abides? It means stays, is resident. Faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. That word is charity in the King James. It is the word agape, a love of decision. Now abides or stays. You know, have you ever had company and you thought they came to abide? I have. You know, you wanted to raise your hand and say, okay, enough is enough. Good to see you. And hope they would leave. Well, sometimes they do, and sometimes you have to be patient. Isn't that right? But these three characteristics are supposed to stay. They came to stay. They came to take residence. They will not depart. But they function together like the unit in the attic, the unit in the yard, and the thermostat. Now it says love is the greatest force. The reason that is because faith and hope cannot operate without love. Now love is the switch that says on and off. That makes it the most important part. Faith is that great unit, that great power unit, the promises of God. Hope is the plan of God. Hope is specific. So many times people do not get an answer because they have a multiple choice hope. And they pray a multiple choice prayer. You know, like maybe God needed help with his selection. God, if you want me in Orlando, that'd be fine. If you want me to have this job in Lakeland. No, hope is very specific. It always knows by the Holy Ghost what it wants. And it doesn't get any choices, any selection. A number of years ago, a lady told me that she lost her job. She was laid off. Another company bought her company. And she had a real supernatural experience with the newspaper. Now, you know in itself that was a miracle. And she was reading the want ads, and an ad leaped out at her. She saw that. And she said, that's my job. It was in Orlando. She went to Orlando, applied for that job, and they hired her. She was coming to work within 2 or 3 weeks, but within 2 or 3 weeks, they called her and said, we've decided our budget does not warrant another employee, and we're just going to make do for now without filling this slot. So she came and said, what do I do? Well, see, she had a specific goal. That's what hope does. She didn't want a job in Lakeland or Haines City or Lake Wells. She didn't even want any particular job in Orlando except this one job was hers. Now, hope is that thermostat that sets at my house on 68 degrees all the time. Every now and then I have a cold spell and I move it up to 70, but not too often.